Nigeria is a country in a rush. Its Trans-Saharan gas pipeline that's been on hold for decades is now active. Africa's biggest oil producer wants to cash in on rising gas prices as Europe looks to reduce reliance on energy from Russia.
We're in the process of building a pipeline, a gas pipeline from here to Algeria, targeting the European market. We are also building a pipeline from the West African gas pipeline to Morocco, also targeting Europe. So what the Russian and Ukraine crisis has created is additional market for our gas.
He says Nigeria can make up for supply shortfalls for many European countries, but would need more of their investments to speed up delivery. Global prices of gas have soared in the wake of the war in Ukraine, with Europe accusing Russia of waging an economic war. Nigerian officials say many European investors who've been pulling out investments in fossil fuels here are slowly coming back. The country has proven reserves of 206 trillion cubic feet of gas. Now, it's aiming to triple that in 8 years, as interest in crude oil is waning. For decades, oil companies operating here treated gas as a nuisance, capping or flaring it.
As the rest of the world struggles with high prices and shortages, Nigeria burns 30% of its gas every year, a resource it could be capitalizing on as developed economies look for alternatives to Russian supplies.
Industry analysts say the current global gas supply challenges are an opportunity to grow the sector.
I think we should be talking a lot more about, you know, increasing the LNG opportunities that we have, than really talking about this pipe. But that seems to be what government seems to be focused on.
But the biggest challenge for Nigeria is funding. It's hoping the conflict in Ukraine could give many countries a reason to rethink their investments in gas as a transition fuel to cleaner energy. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Port Harcourt, Nigeria.